Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the marriage program on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Dayam, and keeping you company up until 11 a.m. inshallah. This morning we are discussing making the ordinary extraordinary or extraordinary. That how to appreciate the first chapter in developing and bringing more happiness into a person's marriage and into a person's life is to start appreciating your spouse. That we know there are many ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he speaks about when he says that being grateful and being appreciative to people. And that if you are not grateful to people, then you are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same way, the first and the most important thing is to be grateful and to be appreciative towards our spouses as well. That the smaller things that we feel that are insignificant or small, everything that they do, to be appreciative and to be grateful for what they do, that is what will bring a happy and will bring harmony and happiness into your marriage. So that will be our discussion for this morning, that the one, not to take your spouse for granted, and at the second, and also together with that, to appreciate the things that they do. That we know that you might be married for, you might be newly married, you might be married for a long time, and over the years, you've got into that habit where the one person does certain actions and the wife is at home, or the wife also contributes in that way. But how often are we truly appreciative, and how often do we really stand up and say to our spouses that thank you for what you have done, and appreciate them and be grateful towards them? So that is what we'll be discussing in this morning's program, inshallah. We go for a short break, and when we return, we will continue with the discussion. Yes, this is the marriage program, and this morning we are discussing that being grateful, being thankful, and appreciating one's spouse. So often we take our spouse for granted, that we have a long list of complaints about our husbands or about our wives, and it's not about the complaints, it's not about the negative, it's all about our attitude and what we choose to focus on. So if you only focus on the negatives of your spouse, and then you will feel frustrated, you will feel tension will also build with that. And nothing good comes of being fixated only on the negatives. But if you reframe and you start focusing on all the good habits that your spouse has, that your husband or your wife has, then you will feel content and peace. So just to give you an example, when we take a photo of some beautiful scenery, or when we take a photo with our camera, and then when we zoom in and we want to look at the photo again, we'll focus on all the good parts of the picture. That if we took a picture of the beachfront in Durban, or we took a picture from some mountainous area, and if there was a dustbin there, we wouldn't focus too much on the dustbin, rather we'd focus on the scenery around it and whatever was beautiful about that picture. So likewise, when we look at our spouse, when we look at our husband, when we look at our wife, it's all about zooming in and really focusing on all the good habits, and focusing on all the good traits and the things that you love that person has, rather than focusing on all the negatives. If you look at the negatives, this just builds tension, it builds frustration. So it's all about focusing on the good. So when you start to do this, and you start zooming on all the good things, you'll see that there'll be a thousand times more happiness, or it will see how this happiness and this will transform your marriage, make it more happy and more easier, and you'll then start loving your spouse even more so. So we need to be thoughtful, especially when we are talking to our spouses. We need to know what we are saying, when we're saying it, how we are saying it. Think about their needs, not only about our needs, thinking about their needs, what they need, and when they are talking, then to be attentive. We sometimes have this attitude that when they are talking, we're not listening, we might be busy in the kitchen, or likewise, maybe when the wife is talking, then the husband is busy with something else, and we're not really giving them that full attention. Part of appreciating one spouse, part of really being grateful to one spouse, is having that, giving them that good, being attentive when they talk, and being kind to them as well, and appreciate everything that they do for you. That it might be something small, it might be just taking out your clothes for you in the morning before you go to work, or it might be, just emptying out the dustbin for you, or something like that. But appreciate whatever they do for you, and also what they do for your family. That it's not the spouse's responsibility, it's not the wife or the husband's responsibility to look after your parents. But if they do it, then you should appreciate it for them. Whatever they do for your family, whatever they do for your friends, appreciate that there as well. And spend some time and spend quality time with them. All of this plays a part in appreciating one spouse. And if you would help, or rather listen to understand and not to reply, that is also, all of this is part of really appreciating one spouse. That you'll find most couples let a lot of time go by without letting one another know how much they care about each other. They treat, sometimes we treat our relationships as the one more ordinary thing in our lives. That I have the job, I have to go to the gym, I have to do different things. And part of my life and part of my schedule throughout the day is my spouse as well. That I have to take out some time for my spouse as well. So you have your projects at work, you have the bills to pay now coming towards the end of the month. Then you got to prepare dinner, put it on the table, and also you got to be in a marriage. So it becomes a part of our schedule, like how we have the schedule throughout the day. This also becomes part of our schedule. But the important thing is that don't take your most important relationship for granted. That the most important relationship in your life is that of your marriage, that between the husband and husband and wife. That is the most important relationship that you have in your life. And if you want your relationship to be great, then you can't throw it with all the other ordinary things in your life. You can't throw it around with the job that you have and the other ordinary things that you have in your life. You want your marriage to be much more than just a daily obligation. So you don't wait around for your spouse to give more, to get more, and you need to give more. It's about taking that first step, and you start it off. Take action right away. That pay more attention to your spouse, listen to your spouse, be there for your spouse when he or she needs you to be. Take care of your spouse's needs whenever you have the chance, and you'll be surprised at how big a return you can get on such a small investment. That even a small thing like just saying thank you or just saying please, all of these things are appreciated by the next person. That if you are always thinking of your spouse and doing things for him or her, it's impossible to take your relationship for granted. That if you appreciate everything that your spouse does, if you understand that they do this for me, that my wife cooks for me, she cleans up for me, she sorts out my washing, she packs the cupboards, and likewise you understand what the husband does. He goes out, he earns money, he helps some of the chores in the house. Whenever I need something, he's always happy to take me around, take me whatever I need. So when we start focusing on what good people are doing, like we said in the program, that in the beginning of the program, that if you focus on all the positives, then you'll be keeping it fresh and exciting at the same time, that you'll appreciate your husband. That is so easy, you know, to put all of your daily obligations before your marriage. So easy to do that, but don't let that happen to you. Start putting your relationship ahead of all other things. By setting it apart, you'll be making it much more special. And I take a very common example of how to appreciate one spouse and how to be with each other in the house. Like, say if a guest comes to your house and they're sitting on the same table with you. So we know from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should honor our guests, we should treat our guests with respect. And, you know, whenever someone comes to our house and they're sitting, we make sure that they are very comfortable. We make sure that nothing wrong should go for them. So if you ask most people, and if you ask this question, that who do you treat more politely at the dinner table? Who do you treat more politely while you're having supper? A guest or their spouse? Then people would laugh. They would laugh and they say, of course, that I would treat the guest more politely. And the reason people laugh is that when they ask this question, that they recognize the irony of the answer. We all are taught from a young age that to be polite in front of company. So why don't we automatically give the same courtesy to your spouse? That when your spouse walks into the door, take his or her, the coat, to take it off now in the winter season, ask them if they want something to drink. Like when a guest comes into your house, the first thing you do is tell them to sit down, here's some water, yes. So in the same way, we can do the same thing by treating our spouse in that way. That ask about how their day went. Ask about how was your day, what did you do, was it a difficult day? Is there anything you want to talk about? The same way that we would like to treat a guest. And when guests come to our home, they'd be given the most comfortable chairs, and you'd ask them if they want something to drink as soon as they came into the house. And you would say please and thank you and talking to them. And you would certainly not tell your guest or yell at them, and you wouldn't become frustrated with them, and you wouldn't want them to be angered with you. So in other words, you would be considerate of your guest at all times. So imagine what a wonderful time you would have with your spouse if you treated each other so well. That just remembering these smaller things, like a thing like saying please or saying thank you. And when they're talking, not to interrupt their sentences, not to give it full attention, not to raise your voice or to shout at them, speaking kindly to each other and think about the next person's needs. So just keeping that mindset in a person's life is something, if we keep it, it could really help the marriage. It's a way that we learn to appreciate one another, and we wouldn't take one another for granted. This normally happens. You'll find that sometimes when the marriages go on for a longer period of time, and when you come to year 3 or year 4, that it just becomes like an obligation. This marriage just becomes like an obligation. But rather to put effort into your marriage, to put this effort. And the first step, if you really want your marriage to grow, is to appreciate your spouse. So this is the discussion for this morning, that we continue to say that how can you be, how can you appreciate your spouse? And you know that it's a common saying that we appreciate something before we have it and after it's gone. So we shouldn't have that mindset, the same with our wife, that we'll never realize how much you appreciate your wife or how much you appreciate your husband until the day when they're not there. That your wife or your husband can be the biggest asset that you'll ever have if you have a healthy marriage. That Umar radiallahu anhu would say that the best thing after iman is to have a good or a pious wife. So don't take anything that she does or he does for granted. That if she ends up raising great kids and having a wonderful career, then it would have nearly been impossible without your wife's support. That if you, the further you go, she's always there supporting you. So in the end, yes, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, we should also think about our wives, and we should also appreciate them and be thankful for them. And at the same time, to be appreciative to your husband as well for the things that they do as well. So the time now, 25 minutes past 10, and we're going to play for you a short clip about how your marriage can take you to Jannah, and how, if you work on your marriage and you build on it, how this marriage can take a person to Jannah.
On the day of judgment, my dear brother in al-Islam, the questions that you will answer are not just about yourself. You will be asked about your wife. You will be asked about your children. For some, you may be even be asked about your grandchildren if in your care and under your authority. And in the authentic hadith, we see that the women, they will bring their husbands, yashabunahum, dragging them by their collar. Allahumma sallim sallim. The brothers are sweating, nervous, and it's rightful. You will be asked. And she will say, answer on my behalf. Why was this not done? Why was this not fulfilled? The nearest to you is the most important to you on the day of judgment. And therefore Allah says, Al-Akhillah, the best friends, the most intimate partners, the greatest neighbors, are the ones, بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, will be enemies of one another on the day of judgment, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ, except those who have that consciousness and piety. And therefore that path to Jannah leads you to perfecting your home life with your spouse. That's why of the last words of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to our ummah, to the Muslim men sitting here today and those who will hear it after, from the lips of the Prophet ﷺ, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. Treat your women well. أَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, I'm the best, meaning between me and Allah, I'm the best of humanity, and I'm also the best in my treatment of my wife and family. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path to Jannah is through your wife. The path to Jannah is through your husband. Your husband comes home from a long day of work. He comes home, where have you been? Why are you late? Of course he lives in Kuala Lumpur. We know the traffic situation. Right? Where have you been? Why are you late? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives an image. You know, he says in kama rawa al-Imam Muslim, khayr al-dunya hulwatun khadra, this worldly life is beautiful in its greenery. It's beautiful in its commodities, the things everyone wants. Everyone wants to attain things in it. Wa khayru mata'iha, the best thing for you and I, our Muslim men, al-mar'atu salihah, is a righteous woman. It doesn't mean someone who lives in the masjid, prays and fasts and I'm going to Hajj, I'll see you later, honey. That. Al-mar'a salihah. How does he describe her sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allati in nadara ilayha zawjuha asarrat. She's the woman, her husband sees her from a distance. She doesn't know he's looking at her. He looks at her from far away. He sees her. In his heart, he finds happiness. That's the good woman. That's the greatest thing in life. Al-mar'atu salihah. What makes you happy. Even she isn't near you, just thinking of her. And therefore, this is a path to Jannah. It is what leads you to Jannah. That relationship between our homes and our spouses and our children becomes more important than the kindness we spoke about before, even to our neighbor, even to our workmate, even to our friends. And therefore you find the Prophet ﷺ distinguished himself in that pursuit.
Adega Fortsburg is an upmarket Portuguese restaurant that offers a unique and memorable dining experience. The restaurant offers a warm ambiance and was voted Best of Joburg Best Portuguese Restaurant 2006 to 2011. Our mission is to provide food and service of the highest quality. Adega Fortsburg, 71 Central Road, Fortsburg. Call for a reservation today. Adega Restaurant, always open, always good.
To India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spices. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanesia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
Would you like to be part of the dynamic Islamic media environment at Radio Islam? Do you have experience or talent to be a presenter, producer, newsreader or content developer? Will your technical or administrative expertise add value to our broadcast environment? If so, please send your CV to smr@radioislam.co.za. That's smr@radioislam.co.za. Radio Islam, the world is our community.
يا الله يا الله يا الله ماني بناسي قصة صارت وانا ازور القبور لازلت افكر في غرابتها وبالي تشغله سعى الظهر لي شايب له حول قرنين محجور في جوف قبر عنها لا الدنيا طواه يعزله سلم وجاء صوبي يقول ابنشدك يلي تزور عن حالة الدنيا وعن وضع الزمان وعن هلا انا مضى وقتي ومرت بي طويلات الدهور والباقي بعمري بعيشه بينكم واستكمل قلت الزمان اللي يبارينا على خبرك يدور الوقت نفسه ما تغير ماشي في جدوله أما البشر لا والله هلا غير من حد الجذور صار انتقال من يمين إلى يسار المنقلة استغرب الشايب من اللي قلت وبلي شعور حط اليمين على الشمال وخاطرة فيه أسئلة قلبتني عن حالة الشيبان والشيخ الوقور أهل الخبر والرأي والحكمة وضرب الأمثلة القدوها صحاب الأمور اللي تطاعب كل شور اللي يفضون النزاع ويحكمون المشكلة قلت البعض منهم على ما قلت في وصفك وقور قدوه لكن رأيهم ما ينفر في مسألة الطاعة العمية بقى منها مجمل في الحضور اللي تلاقيها مع أول فرصة متنصلة قلبتني عن حالة الخفرات ربات الخدور اللي تصانب بتعايلها.
27 minutes to the hour of 11. We are discussing that appreciating your spouse and how to be grateful and thankful for the smaller things that they do and just being polite to your spouse. This is the marriage program on Radio Islam International, and my name is Ibrahim Dar, and it will continue up until 11 a.m. So we know that it's easy just to get into that mode where your marriage just becomes one of the obligations of your life, just like your job and just like the work that you do and different things. So at the same time, just to learn to make it more special, that to the greatest or the best and greatest relationship that you have in your life is that of your marriage. So to put that first and appreciate your spouse. So if there's a one, and we are speaking about being appreciative, about being grateful to your spouse, and if there's one fundamental need that exists in every human relationship, it's the need to feel relevant and appreciated. And there is no other relationship where this need is as grossly overlooked and abused as in marriage. And why does this happen? It's because humans tend to take things for granted. We all take things for granted, especially when they are done by those closest to them. When you're newly married, every single thing your spouse does for you feels so special. That in that first 6 months or in that first 1 year, whatever your spouse does for you, it feels so special. Even if they just take out your clothes and put it on the bed, or if they just, any small thing becomes, it feels really special. But as time goes on, your husband going out to work and he earns money becomes normal, and a few years later it becomes his duty anyway. Similarly, every meal that the new bride cooks is delightful, and the husband is appreciative of it, and he wouldn't even complain about it, even if the salt is a bit less, even if it's a bit too strong or too spicy, but they wouldn't complain. But until he also feels that not doing anyone a favor, but just doing her job, it's just her job also as well. So being ungrateful is something that we need to take out from our marriages, that we need to learn to appreciate our wives and our spouses as well. That happy Muslim couples love and believe the hadith that says, he who does not thank the people is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is there to be thankful for? Let's just break it up and let's just discuss five reasons that you should really thank your spouse for right now. That one is, even though some things are the duties and some things are the right, and you have that right, and it's the responsibility of the husband or the wife, but still to be thankful for that. For example, number one, for providing you a roof to live under, or for making a home out of your house. That this is something very important that we might sometimes take it for granted because we always had it and we always have it. So that is something that you could, you know, even if you just to tell your husband that, you know, Jazakumullah for, you know, being appreciative for this beautiful home that you've given us. The other thing is that maybe clothes that they buy for you, and making sure you have clean clothes to wear every day. So the husband buys the clothes, or maybe he spends the money to buy the clothes. So to appreciate him for that, but at the same time for the husband to appreciate the wife for having clean clothes every day. That the person goes out to work, the person is the whole day at his job, and he comes home. During that time, the wife cleans the house, the wife cleans the dishes, the wife cleans the clothes. If there's ironing to be done, does that as well. And the husband might be buying the food, he might be buying the meat and the vegetables and whatever it is, but the wife is the one who prepares the delicious meal. So in both ways, you need to be thankful and grateful to each other for being there to take you wherever you need to go. Sometimes you need to go somewhere, your husband jumps in the car, he takes you there, and at the same time, the wife, when the husband is not there, she's able to take care of those little things around the house, and for coming back home to you every evening, and for being the person you can come home to every day. That the husband comes home every day and the wife is there to receive him in a very nice manner. So if you are grateful for these little things, we know in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you. So this is the same thing. That if you appreciate a ni'mah, if you appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely increase in that bounty. So likewise, if you appreciate the things that your wife does for you, if you appreciate your relationship, if you appreciate your husband as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that love and muhabbah in that marriage. So understand that our spouses, this is a great favor and a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And at times they are irreplaceable. And they give us that spiritual need, emotional and physical comfort. That happy Muslim couples keep getting happier because they simply implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are grateful for each other every day, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the happiness that they find in each other. Just like He says, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if you appreciate it, I will then increase it. So if you appreciate your spouse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the happiness and in that marriage. And then remember that the Quran and the verse says that wala in kafartum, and if you are deny and you do not and you are not appreciative of the my blessings, then understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is very severe. So how many times have our ego stopped us from acknowledging and appreciating our spouses? How many times have we denied all the good that they've done for us through a single word or sentence in the middle of a senseless argument? That we sometimes might be quarreling or having an argument or something very small, something that is insignificant. And in that rage and in that fit, we say something that is so hurtful or something that could really ruin everything just for that. That every conflict, every hurtful word that is exchanged and every basis complaint is a refusal to the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's best gift to us, and that is the spouse. That it is a denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor that He has blessed us with many, that what many are longing for. That being in a marriage, being in a happy marriage, having a good husband, having a good wife, many people long for this. Many people wish they would have this. So for us, just because we are in it, not to appreciate it, and we do this at times when we are in an argument, and because we are not happy at that time, or maybe we are angry at that time, we might say something to our wife, or we might say something to our husband that could really hurt them, and could show that we are ungrateful for anything that they do. So there will be that days where you are sad, there will be days when you are frustrated, there will be the days that you are angry, but even in those days, not to really attack the person, not to really be ungrateful. In that also, be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you a happy marriage, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you a great spouse. And the way to that is to look at the positives of that person, to look at the good of that person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that in Quran that you should be appreciative for all these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So if you aren't doing this already, then stop holding back and tell your spouse how grateful you are of them. That you and your spouse can start becoming grateful for each other right now, right away. That you can start appreciating one another, thanking each other at least one for one thing every day. That for one thing every day, thank your spouse for it. You could do this through a text message nowadays with WhatsApp, you could do that. Or if you preparing for your husband a lunchbox that he takes to work, you could put a small note in there thanking him. Or you could just before you go to sleep at night, you could say that thank you for this that you did for me, or thank you for doing this for me, exchanging a smile that says thank you, you mean the world to me. This is also something that in the first year, in the first few months of marriage, there's always a smile on the people's faces, that when you meet people, they tell you, oh, you married 6 months, that's why you're still smiling. Wait a little longer, then his smile will wipe off your face. But just to smile and be grateful and to joke around with one another, that, you know, to have that humor in your relationship as well, that could also go a long way in, you know, bringing harmony in the marriage. And saying thank you or jazakumullah or khair every time your spouse does something for you. And this could also be for the small things, like if the spouse made for you tea this morning, or they made for you a good breakfast this morning, then just to say jazakumullah khair, or just to say thank you. Even if you're sitting on the table and you tell them, pass me this or pass me that. So just to be thankful for that. Smaller things, you know, getting and doing smaller things for your spouse and to help in that as well. And this also goes through to the men folk. Maybe sometimes you're working, you know, you had a long day, you have to leave early in the morning, you come back close to Maghrib time, sometimes after Maghrib as well. But just to help around with smaller things in the house. Maybe you won't be able to wash the dishes, but maybe just dry the dishes or pack the dishes away or take the washing of the line, or maybe empty out the garbage. And you do all of these small things, and then for the wife to be appreciative of all these small things that are done, and writing down things about each other that you are grateful for, and you know, exchanging it now and then. All of this will really help in bringing happiness, bringing harmony in your marriage. And this will show that you are thankful and grateful for what you have in your marriage. And when you do this, then the Quran ayat says in شَكَرَتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you are thankful for the happiness that you have in your marriage, then most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in the happiness. The time now is 15 minutes to 11. We take another short break. When we come back, we will conclude. Yes, the time now 10 minutes to 11. And this is the marriage program on Radio Islam International. And this morning we have been discussing that to appreciate your wife, to appreciate your husband, to appreciate your spouse, and the blessing and the barakah and the happiness that it will bring in your life as well. That to be in a good marriage, to be in a marriage, is one of the greatest bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you thank me for my bounties, then I will increase the bounties. So if you are thankful and grateful for the happiness, and if you are thankful for that harmony that you share in your marriage, then by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will increase in this. And at the same time, to be appreciative and not to take your spouse for granted. That it's easy to put all your daily obligations in front of you, and you add your marriage to your daily obligations, and you are not thankful, and it becomes a part of your routine and part of your schedule. Spending time with your wife or spending time with your spouse becomes a routine in your day and in your daily schedule. So to take all of that away and to sit down and to just thank your wife. And towards the end of the program, we're going to mention 5 points. 5 points easy that you can do every day. And it's quickly, it's done swiftly, easily, just to show appreciation to your wife or to your husband, or to, as we say, to your spouse. So the first one is that say thank you. That some recent research from relationships says that many people desire to hear the phrase thank you. And many people, that just for the small thing, when a person says thank you, you feel good. So even some have even suggested that they... there's more need for, or people would like to hear the word thank you more than what they want to hear the phrase I love you from their spouse. So don't take your spouse for granted. Let your spouse know that you notice and you appreciate all they can do. And don't assume that they know how you feel, but communicate your appreciation clearly and constantly. That when you do this, just thanking them for the smallest things, it will really bring happiness in the marriage. And so that's the first thing, saying thank you. Number two is show consideration to your spouse in every decision that you make. That every choice you make, it will have some impact on your spouse. So consider them at all when making all your decisions. Remember, it's not only about you, but now you are in a relationship. It's about the two of you. So whatever decision you make, whether it be a financial decision or whether it be one relating to your schedule or what you are going to do, let them know that you appreciate and you respect their feelings. And you want their input. You want them to, you know, you want their input in every decision, that making mashwara with them as well. And this is one of the most important ways to show thoughtfulness in a marriage, that showing consideration and making mashwara with them. And number three, just to show common courtesy, that we show politeness and respect to strangers, we show politeness and respect to guests or co-workers and everyone around us. But when it comes to our house and when it comes to our home and our family members, then we are rude to them. So saying stuff like, please, would you like me to do anything, what would you like to do, or perhaps saying I'm sorry when you've been rude, these little phrases can make a big difference. Like how we treat our co-workers, like how we treat other people, let us bring that same thing in our homes as well. Number four, to speak in a respectful tone in your voice. So, you know, there's a common quote that says that your words matter, but the tone in which you speak these words communicates even more than the words themselves. That make sure you're speaking with a respectful, warm, engaging tone in your voice. There's never a good excuse to be rude or disrespectful towards your spouse. That a simple thing like when your spouse is speaking to you and you want to reply, one is you reply with a harsh way and a harsh tone. So your words to your spouse matter, but the tone in which you speak those words matters just as much. So the tone that you use when you are speaking is very important. And the last one, make sure your actions match your words. That thoughtfulness is about much more than lip service. That your words are important, but your actions clearly matter just as much. So make sure your actions are communicating your thoughtfulness as clearly as your words. That when you say you are going to do something, or when you promise something, or even when you apologize and you say, I'm sorry, more than apologizing, it's what you do after that. If you're going to repeat the same action, if you're going to do the same thing, then what sincerity was there in your apology? So these five things is what we can start doing immediately to show appreciation to our spouses. That just using the word thank you, also showing consideration, making mashwara with them for every decision that we make, showing common courtesy, speaking a respectful tone, and also the last one, to match your actions, make sure your actions match your words. So let's try to use this, build on this, and that is the program this morning that we've been discussing, that appreciating and being grateful and not taking one spouse for granted. And with that, we will conclude the program. Inshallah, we will be back next week at 10 a.m. with the marriage program. From myself, Ibrahim Daya, and my studio operator, Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.